No, well, anyways, I had a visa. I got the visa about 4 years ago, and it was when I first started coming to America to play. I got a working visa like you get, and it expired in May. And my tour was supposed to start actually right here, well, in September, and then we started applying for the renewal of the visa pretty early, we thought, and but we were told it was going to take 2 months or so. But anyways, comes August and there's still no visa, and we get very worried, and I say we because there was a lot of people, there was the promoters and my band and my family, everybody. We wanted me to get tighter, needs that visa, you know, very important. So we try putting pressure on, you know, we call the embassies and all of that, and we got some people involved, and the booking agents, everybody was trying, but nothing happened, and it got closer and closer, and basically, in the end, the Homeland Security told us to fuck off. That's actually what they said. They said, fuck off. And then there was nothing to do, and I was told that it could happen any day, so that's why I guess you guys didn't know, because we thought it would be any day. But it was horrible, like watching every show getting cancelled and hoping that maybe tomorrow I can go. And the irony was that my band was here. We had the whole band, and they all had their business sorted. It was just me. And then we had the tour bus, and we had opening acts and everything. And that's also why I'm very poor right now. So, well, that's a whole different story. But it was a big mess, anyways. But being Titor, I wrote a song about the whole thing. And it was a very silly song. It took maybe 15 minutes to write. But it was very sincere and very silly and angry and everything at the same time. And I dubbed it the visa song. It is. And I haven't worked out how to play it on the piano properly. But you'll get it. It's not a big deal, really. So here it goes.